I'm Aileen Garrahy, and I am the co-founder of Bio, the Irish for life, living, simply to be alive and well. Bio blends live events promoting self-care with our lifestyle product range, offering thoughtfully curated collections to encourage ritual, wind down, and well-being. Bio has very proudly featured alongside some of Ireland's most renowned wellness brands as part of Brian Thomas's Irish Edit. And today, I am so delighted to be joined by Peggy Crowley of Ground. Peggy is an award-winning spa consultant with over 20 years crafting distinctive and transformative wellness products and treatments for five-star luxury properties. And in 2020, after experiencing the devastating impacts of stress, burnout, and loss of identity, she embarked on her quest to create Ground, which has now become one of Ireland's leading wellness brands. Peggy, I'm so delighted that we're getting this opportunity to catch up.
Aileen, thank you for such a beautiful introduction, and it's so wonderful to be with you in your, and having time with you. We so oftentimes meet at award ceremonies and we're like passing ships with always loads of love and hugs, but never time for the chats. So this is so lovely. Thank you.
And I feel exactly the same, Peggy. And I'm so delighted that we're finally getting the chance to properly catch up. And I suppose hear about how we're getting on, you know, because I'm sure we have the same trials and tribulations. But I also feel like I can learn so much from you because I just admire all that you do and all that you have done in terms of carving the way. You're just a beacon. And I'm just really, really excited to begin this chat. So let's start, I suppose, from the very beginning. And I suppose for anyone listening in who is familiar with Ground, familiar with the brand and loves what you do, but maybe has never had the opportunity to hear your backstory, which I think is really interesting.
So I'm 25 years, would you believe, in the industry as a therapist, and I'm a holistic therapist to my very core, and touch lies central to everything we do at Ground in terms of treatment development and product. But I suppose my real career took off when I was working with Adair Manor, designing the spa for them, designing concept treatments for them and bespoke product for them, and working then with the Cliff House Hotel and the Cliff at Lyons and different properties like the Merion and Mount Juliet. So I work with some really established spas and amazing therapists and designing treatments. And I guess when COVID struck, we were in lockdown, and we as an industry, we touch people in dark rooms, we breathe on them. And there was this awful moment where we thought, oh my God, what if we don't get to do what we do every day again? And it was, you know, I often say to people, Ground is called Ground because it's plants from the ground, it's natural, and the ingredients, the packaging, everything goes back into the ground and gets reabsorbed in a natural life cycle. But the truth is, Aileen, I was on the ground. I was on the ground. I had no business. My private label products were stalled. The hotels were closed. Any projects I was designing were on hold, and everything went quiet and terrifyingly quiet, because I had to meet myself. And unknowns to me, I'd gone into an early menopause. So I was highly anxious. I wasn't sleeping. And here I was, someone who worked in well-being for years, working with therapists, teaching them how to show people how to surrender into themselves and to become calm and connected. And there I was, not able to do it for myself, sincerely not able to do it for myself. And I then said, you know what, there's time to do a brand that's sincere about well-being, and the journey I've taken in terms of gut health, in terms of hormone health, and blending in touch and product to a point where therapists fall in love with massage and fall in love with how we can create moments in the day, very much like what you do at Bio, just encouraging that time to slow and that time to get the body back into balance. So really it was started at the kitchen table. My mother was in our bubble. She was head of bath salts, and the two girls who were, I don't know, were they nine and 12, they were head of boxing, but basically there wasn't a tap of homeschooling done. We had a buzz about the place, and Brown Thomas were our first account. And it was because everything was closed and they had given me this opportunity to launch with them exclusively. And they were incredibly supportive and online sales. We sold out week after week. And then when the stores opened, it was so, so exciting. And I'm sure yourself with Bio being on the shelves in Ireland's most beautiful department store, it's such a proud moment. 100%. I mean, for us, it elevated the brand and it gave us an appetite actually for retail. But let's go back, because I'm interested in that eureka moment. And I guess lockdown, as you say, allowed you that time to meet yourself, to slow down. But I mean, was it something that happened really organically? Was it something that, you it was like a light bulb, you know, and it just went on? Like for us, we still feel like we're still figuring it out as we get, like, you know, we meet with the local enterprise office, and I know they're big supporters of yours in Cork as well. And, you know, they often ask us for our plan, you know, and our 5-year and our business plan. We say, well, it's in here or it's in the WhatsApp group.
I know.
But I mean, how are you in terms of planning? Does it just seem to happen? Or, you know, are you very kind of regimental about what you do?
No, I think from a business perspective, I know what products we need to launch next. And I know what I'm busy formulating. We're doing an abdominal cleanse oil at the moment, and we were doing a muscle oil. And I know where I want to go with it, but there's parts of our game that are so weak that we say, okay, we're going to do a new cleansing balm, and then we plow thousands into developing it, registering it, stabilizing it, packaging it, bringing it to market. And then I kind of walk away going, no, we have our cleansing balm. And I forget to actually market it in the market. And then we win a couple of awards and I'm like, oh my God, we have to talk about this cleansing balm. So I feel we know where we're going, but when we get there, we don't know what to do. We have really strong strengths and really weak weaknesses. And I feel the local enterprise board have been excellent in terms of any woman in business, any person in business needs cash flow, needs oxygen, and needs to understand their plan. And sometimes you're so deep in the weeds, you're in the business, that you don't get to helicopter out of it and actually see where you need to go. And there's a part of me that loves how organic that is. And I love how you're evolving, and you've evolved through community, through event. You've really spread your tentacles beautifully, which I love and envy almost to a point, that you get to meet your people very often. Whereas we've moved into a realm where we're now launching in beautiful properties in London, the Lanesborough, we're in the USA launching in Four Seasons, and we're on the road, and we're building up that kind of outreach, that global outreach. And I miss being in the room with people. And I think, Bio, you've nailed that so, so beautifully in Lahinch. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, it's lovely to have the opportunity, I guess, to get face to face with people. But I mean, when you talk about, you know, these exotic places, Peggy, I mean, for me, I find it difficult to let go of the reins. And I know that's something that I know my partner Sharon, that we both battle with, you know, and look, we have a fantastic team, but it has taken a while for us to build that and build that trust in others. And you can't do everything, and you do have weaknesses. You're not good at everything. No. And it took us a while to establish that and to figure it out, you know. But I guess every day is a school day when it comes to that.
It is. And it's kind of, we have to be easy on ourselves. I do think we like control. As women, we like control. Like, I'll sometimes give out and say, Shane, why does the school ring me when the kids are sick instead of you? And yet, if a child is sick, I want to manage them getting better, and I'll mind them and give them the food they want, and they'll be cared. Not that he wouldn't, but we like the control of everything, and then we spread ourselves quite thin as women. I mean, you've 3 daughters, I've 2 daughters, and busy homes. And I think it's really important not to be too hard on ourselves. There is, of course, a roadmap at being brilliant in business, but for me, it's really getting that life balance. You and I can't be in well-being and burning out at every corner. So it's busy, and we have to be honest about the busyness, but we also are the only people who wake up in the morning and decide what's in our calendar and moving stuff. And I mean, I'm 46, I'm a decade on you, but I'll tell you, I still find it hard to say no. I still find it hard to put myself first, yet I'm saying it every day to people. So walking the walk is tricky, especially in business, especially if you have a brand out there that you want to protect, that you want to drive. And we have to trust other people. We have to get better at that, because it is only through that you can empower your team and give them autonomy. But I think in term, there'll be elements of this that I'm really lucky. I have a brilliant, brilliant lady, Rachel O'Malley, who designs treatments, who works with our spa accounts and kind of plugs in a lot. And when you get the right people and you get the right mix, it's just a wonderful feeling to hand stuff over. So I'm going to get better at that. That's my plan.
Yeah, well, here. when I see you in a room and, you know, and there's always that imposter syndrome when you're in a room with, you know, titans in the industry, really. And in all industries, you know, the likes of the Image Businesswomen Awards or, you know, various different outings that we might meet one another. And you seem so self-assured, Peggy. And I'm interested, you know, have you always been so confident, or is positive self-talk something that you have to work on a regular basis?
No, and I'm amazed you say that. No, I almost feel like I'm late coming to the party. So we launched Ground 2.5 years ago, and I've always had the comfort of hiding behind the curtains. So on a launch of a spa or a product line, I meet journalists, but we never speak about, it's private labeling. We never speak, but I give them the storytelling around it. So I've never had to come out from behind the curtains. And I always remember when I was building this brand and doing the packaging and I'm about to go live and pull the curtain back, there was people's faces would float in front of my brain going, who does she think she is doing her own brand? Like, where did this one come out of? And who, you know, and with that, you have to talk yourself down from that. You have to just be you and be honest enough and tell your stories. There'll always be people who will have issues with it or, you know, but I can't tell you how, in those rooms where I've met you and people and been dumbfounded at who I'm sitting next to and who I'm chatting to and who I'm doing business with from those rooms and who have become friends I've met for lunch since that, like, you know, Begley and Bowie, you look at Durin and the crack we had that night and then we've gone for lunch and then we've launched in Sheen Falls. I won't go to Sheen Falls without a quick coffee with, and it's because, Aveen, we've broken through a space where we've brought something to market with success at some level of success. And we're owning something we're very proud of. And we meet other people who've done the same. We know how hard it is. Genuinely, you know, it's not an easy run. And when I speak to other entrepreneurs, I say to them, when you are doing this, it's so important you have the support of your family, your partners, that other people believe in you, not just yourself, because there are days you won't believe in you and that support is so required. But once you move through that portal and you're in that arena, we respect and honor each other and it's a stunning community. And where we can, we give each other business. Where before, brands would have said, oh, why would you collaborate and share your data? And now we understand the value of collaboration and more than the commercial aspect, the feel-good factor of working with other brilliant women is just unbelievable. So no, I'd be a total imposter syndrome person who I don't give it any attention anymore. I don't have the time. I don't even, you know, you have to kind of get over yourself.
Put her in the boot. She doesn't deserve to be up in the driver's seat. You know,
totally agree. Yeah.
But I mean, there's obviously a bit of that as well, just to keep things grounded.
No, and that is so, like, honestly, you have to get over yourself from the back and the front. And that's really, and I'm lucky I have a husband who, I have friends who'd knock the legs off me if I got too big. So, no, it's good to have that. And it's good to be grounded, especially for children. It's one thing, you know, you do want your children seeing you working and having your own identity, but also to have time for them as well. Because I saw a post recently, the only people who will remember you worked weekends are your children. And that really stuck to me. And I was like, no, do you know what? That's a home truth come home for me.
Well, let's talk about that, because navigating the family work life as a woman, I think it's a tricky one. And, you know, people talk about mom guilt and should we be talking about it or shouldn't we, or should we, you know, be ignoring it is a real thing for people. And is it something that you battle with? Is it, I mean, the girls you say were still young when you brought Ground to market, the idea of them boxing. And I laugh because the same thing happens here. When we have an event with 400 women, myself and Sharon used to say, when will Lenore and Sadie be old enough to start packing these bloody goodie
bags? Yeah. No, and do you know what? Your children, the fun they'll have within your business. I look at my kids and, you know, there was a time, like, you'd give them a few quid for doing a few hours and it becomes a transaction, really, with my girl. And there was a time, and I know, God, I hope she doesn't hear this podcast, but the younger one was on a fiver an hour and the older one was on a tenner an hour. And all of a sudden I had this realization that someday she's going to find out and what I'm doing is not feminist. It's not equal. And I said, no, I said to the older one, I said, pretend now you're getting a pay rise and I'm going to speak to both of you. You're both getting pay rise to a tenner an hour. And the pure joy out of the young one being elevated like that. But it's a work ethic. I you speak of guilt or whatever, I turn it upside down and I say, do you know what? Watch me work and the fulfillment I get from it and the lifestyle I will begin to build myself from it. And also understand the value in doing good work and being paid for it and being proud of your work. And, you know, if you're going to do something, do it well. We say it all the time, you know, take pride in your work. So I think each family has a different, I grew up in a different dynamic. Each family will have a different dynamic and you'll take the good from it because there's learning in all dysfunction, there's learning, I like to think. And I do know, when I read that post about the weekends, the only people who, and I said, you know what, now let that roost, let that come home to roost and, you know, build up the weekends. So it's sometimes it's just, you need a knock from the side, from the left or the right to stay right in your lane. But I wouldn't waste much time on the guilt. I wouldn't be someone who suffers guilt. I kind of, you know, just march on. I'm a doer. And if I think there was a better way of doing it, I'll just do that instead.
And where does that doer mentality come from, Peggy? Was it in your family? Were your mom and dad grafters?
Yeah, no, they'd be very, my mom would be an artist and my dad is a retired professor. They're both very gifted in their own right. My dad writes books and stuff, but none of them would have done a business. I think I would have a very busy brain. I'd be connecting dots in my head saying, why, you know, I can see things and I want to do them. I'm bad at relaxing. I'm bad at switching. I'm bad at coming out of my brain. And that's where burnout can be an issue because you're kind of constantly thinking, you're constantly achieving, and you're almost having to work it out. Am I doing this for external validation or am I doing it for myself? And the older I get, the more I'm plugging into the me side of things, the more selfish I'm getting. And I think for you, you know, with Bio, with your brand, there's a creative side to these businesses that are the nicest side that you get to be playing in your playground. But you also have to keep some of that lovely energy that you're using for creating a nice life at home and really getting the balance in. And I can hear sometimes I feel myself bitching and moaning and talking about being too busy. And I'm like, no one is interested. Only you can manage that. Only you can manage. So for the likes of you and I with the managing, there is no such thing as having it all. I do know that. There's a balance to be struck and there's the honoring of the self that needs. And I often say, with grafting or with working hard, there's the to-do list in the day and there's the being in the day. And I was guilty of to-do listing and then getting into bed and expecting great sleep. And you're not going to get great sleep. You have to be in the day. There has to be moments where you connect with yourself in the day, whether that's journaling, whether that's going on a walk, whether that's cooking nice eggs for yourself and eating well in the day, but just a being energy where you're breathing into yourself and you're connecting to yourself. And once you can strike a balance in the day of being and putting being on the to-do list, that's just really important, especially in the midlife for women where stress hormones actually wreak havoc on your digestion, on your energy and on your sleep. Putting being on the to-do list is really important.
And look at, I mean, we're here preaching it all the time. And at times I do feel like a hypocrite. And at times I do think, you know, do as I say, but not as I do. And you're thinking, yeah. But, you know, here we are endorsing sleep, promoting sleep, and we're not getting a bloody wink of it. You know?
Yeah. It's being honest about it. And I love that. And Bio, you know, you've encompassed a moment in time for women where connection, where speaking to each other and being honest. As mothers, there needs to be more honesty. And I remember that you very quickly find your mom friends by their honesty, because if you're going to be honest and be intimate about how crap you're feeling as a mom or how this is so different to what I imagined, as soon as you land on a common ground with someone else who's honest, you build from there. It's a rock solid foundation.
For sure. We talk about the work and, you know, and the motivation behind what you're doing. And I've heard you use words like purposeful. And, you know, I think what you've done in the last couple of years with life events and what people are going through and really kind of answering a call there has been like, it's sort of revolutionary, Peggy. And I think, you know, moving away from the aesthetic and more into how people are feeling and living for longer. I think it's really amazing. And hearing about your plans and, you know, that retreat center that's on the vision board.
Oh, yeah.
How is it going in terms of moving towards that? You might tell our listeners a little bit about those plans.
Yeah, I think where the freedom came, having historically worked in spa for 25 years and worked with clients delivering spa at a very high five-star level, it lived in the realm of luxury, of almost exclusivity to exclude, and almost pampering and indulgence and anti-aging and how we project ourselves to our outside world in the most beautiful way possible. And the thing is, we wear cosmetics, we put our faces on, we wear our clothing, we buy our shoes and bags. And, you know, when you use cosmetics and fragrance and perfume, they have fixatives in them so that they live on the skin and stay there as your mask or as your fragrance for the outside world. When you use essential oils, they're volatile, they're forever moving, and they enter your body and you don't smell them hours later. They've entered your system to have cause and effect, whether to sedate or whether to energize, or, you know, if people have anxiety in their head, to help them ground into their bodies and not overthink. So when I was getting the freedom to do ground, it was very much to include and to be real and to be sincere. So children with anxiety, with sleep issues was important. Certainly menopause and understanding hormone health and what oils have phytoestrogen, which mimic our own and help plug into our bodies to bring calm and order to ourselves. And what was interesting about the phytoestrogen is I would have a lot of requests on Instagram for people, this hug gift that we had done. And they said, can we give this to someone who's going through chemo or someone who's going through IVF? And I was like, hell no, no female cancers and no hormone issue. You cannot, because therapeutic grade essential oils work. They're not just this kind of magic, you know, imagination thing. They're real and you have to be very careful. So it had me working for 2 years on products for cancer care.
Anyone else would be a little bit scared to even go there, you know, but
there's no one there. I have a brilliant guru, Christine Clinton, in the States, who's come over, worked the treatments with us, worked the ingredients. This is standards authority in touch for cancer care, headed by Sue Harmsworth from ESPA. And you're working between all this expertise and then you're building out something that you can stand over, that you believe has got enough research into it that will work and that will help. And finding ingredients like astaxanthin, which is a red algae, it takes down oxidative stress in the skin when you're going through chemo. So there's just been wonderful learnings. As you say, it's a school day every day. And when you delve into something, we'll do it right. And it's the cancer care element and the gifting element around cancer care, we don't shout about. We don't talk about it. We don't promote it. Possibly enough, because I'm not terrified of doing a product or a treatment. I'm terrified of ever being seen as leveraging profits and people's pain. So it's kind of a corporate social responsibility that we do it. And when we hear of someone diagnosed or there's a child, we'll blend half strengths for a child. It's the loveliest piece of our work is the cancer care and looking after. And we've worked with partners in the UK called Love Day, who we've designed treatments for people going through Alzheimer's and dementia. And this, a lot of this we don't speak about, but it's the side of the house where we get to be real and kind and take our touch points and our products to a space where they're really needed, where it's not a premium product on the shelf somewhere. It's actually accessible to them. And the education around skincare during cancer and stuff, those are places we love to be in. So I'm really lucky the brand has taught me and brought me into those spaces. So,
well, that's your purposeful work. And I suppose when you talk about career highs, and you know, you've had an amazing journey, and I know that there have been lots, but I'm sure that was up there with one of them when you got accreditation for that.
Oh yeah, no, listen, amazing, and loads more to come. But like you, even we're like, where are we going to get the time? You always find the time, and you make it happen, and you really have to, as you say, take the wins. Take the moments of joy. And I still walk into Brown Thomas in Dublin or Cork and I see it on the shelves and go, oh my God, is this real? Is this still? I still get that buzz. And as a shop, they've been so supportive to Irish brands.
We shouldn't underestimate, you know, what they've done for so many, you know, and what those brands have then gone on to do. You know, I know they've made a real active effort to welcome so many more in the past few years. And I think, you know, COVID again probably brought that to the next level. But to see, you know, where our neighbours on the shelves have gone, and it's just incredible. It really is. And again, it's kind of creating that community of entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs and female founders that now call one another friends, which is just great. Yeah.
There's a generosity of spirit in having all these Irish brands together, and all of us feel generous to each other as well, which is lovely.
How much mass do you put, because you seem to be the queen of it, Peggy, networking, you know, I use that word, that term, yeah. And I kind of squirm a little bit, but I think you're great at connecting with people. And I suppose you talk about that time, you know, in COVID when you had your eureka moment, you came up with the brand and then the door was open for you almost immediately in Brand Thomas. And that doesn't happen everybody. And I suppose, you know, what do you put that down to? You know, those contacts, you're a very open person.
God, I'd be flattered you'd say that. I don't see it that way. I find networking, sometimes it's an energy you don't have and you're like, oh my God, I have to get dressed up and put an outfit on. And I know on Instagram, it looks like you're having the time of your life. And oftentimes when you get there, you have the absolute time of your life. But the allowance for time in the diary to do it pays dividends. I do know that you have to get out. You have to give someone a hug. I often feel the transfer of energy. You know, even when we talk about our cleansing treatment for the gut, our second brain, where we absorb, like this brain speaks English and it you know, our primary brain in our heads speaks English and it takes instruction and it has memory and it's our to-do list. Our bellies and our whole digestive system here in our abdomen is a different type of brain. It's a feeling brain. It feels the space you're sitting in. Is it tidy enough? Is the candle lighting? Can I concentrate and do this email? It feels space. It feels other people's energy and it emits my energy. And I think we were starved in lockdown of sharing space and meals and hugs with people. We miss that transfer of energy. So networking to me and meeting, going out and meeting people, I've always loved it. I've always loved it, but it takes chunks of time where you could be doing something else in your business, but it always pays off in the end. You don't know how or why. And as women, there are great networking groups you can join. Local enterprises, great. There's a wonderful way of getting out of your own head and your own thinking, I'm not doing this right. I'm you're so hard on yourself. And then you meet others who are doing it, who are all saying, this is so hard. I found this really good, this app or whatever. And you're sharing best practice. I think when women come together and work together, it's just magic. But it comes down to any space you're in at any time.
I suppose we've finished. And I would love to just ask you what's next and what are the plans? And I know we touched on it a little bit there, but do share. I mean, over the next 5 years, do you plan to, will Grand be forever part of your family or what?
Absolutely. Now, I don't know about my daughter. I won't be forcing them into it insofar as they need to go and do their own journeys. And one of them is particularly interested. The other's kind of like, just give me the cash, Mom. But definitely for me, there's a whole world out there now that where we can build the brand and go into beautiful. We're starting to move into Europe now, into the Waldorf Astoria in Berlin. We're moving into this beautiful, sublime Comporta in Portugal, where Jessica Alba was last week. Just incredible properties. So there's immense travel and plugging it into different. We're looking at bedroom amenities. So there's different elements to the brand where it's going to take shape. But for me, being at home as much as I can and not being traveling too much, kind of managing the travel side, and really just sharpening our saw on our products, making sure we have something for athletes next, people for working on bloating and digestion next. So it's ever learning, ever developing, but getting to meet people like you, like being in Ireland and being, you know, just, I would love a bricks and mortar space. I would love a retreat space where there's no Wi-Fi and you detox digitally, but also you connect to yourself and a place where people can go to who are in grief, who've just lost their partner, just a place that you can be minded in, a place where you've had a recent diagnosis and you're gearing up for surgery, where you can prehabilitate before surgery, just move your body into good healing mode for sleep. And there's a way of doing it. And you're doing it in your community in La Hinch. And I love it because you can bring things to life. And sometimes people just need to turn up to know that they are worth minding themselves. They just need to hear it. So well done you.
Well, thank you. No, we have really, I guess we're fine tuning it all the time, but we're hoping to have our flagship store open in the autumn, and it will be that creative community hub where, yeah, there'll be breastfeeding sessions in the morning, there'll be a sound bath in the afternoon. We've been kind of gearing up for a while now, but it's finally happening. I'm really excited that it's on our doorstep, and with small families as well, it's kind of the time is now. So it's great. We're really,
well
really
done. Well done. I'm excited to see that. Yeah, brilliant.
So Peggy, it's been such a joy, and I've learned so much. Oh my God, those nuggets about family and being in the day rather than just doing in the day, all of that, like so many take homes. I knew I'd have a few more tools for the toolbox in terms of my own personal well-being. So it was such a joy to talk to you, learn from you, hear all the plans for Ground, and more power to you. You're amazing. You really are.
Girl, right back at you, and lots of love. Have a brilliant summer. Take care. Take care even.
You've been listening to Brown Thomas Presents. For more info on Brown Thomas happenings, visit brownthomas.com, where you'll find Ground and Bio amongst lots of other wellness brands.